Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
But then what I look at it, I go way beyond that. I say, okay, yeah, the kids are wrong when I seen the parent, but what did the parent do to not sow seeds of honor in the children when the children have no regard for the parent now that they're old?
That's right.
Treat your kids right. Treat your kids right.
Amen.
The Bible says, you know, for the children to obey their parents, but the Bible also says parents don't provoke your children.
That's the word.
Mm-hmm. How are you dishonoring your children? Because it's going to come back to bite you in the butt when not one of your sons or your daughter is going to want to wipe your butt, and they're going to let you be the responsibility of somebody else in a nursing home. And some of these nursing homes are not even well taken care of. They don't even groom you well. You have bad sores. Some of them even rape you because you can't say nothing.
My God.
Then you want to curse God. What did I do to deserve this? He said you were doing it for 20 years straight when you weren't sowing seeds of honor in your children. You weren't teaching them how to abide by the law of honor.
That's right.
I don't know about you, but I raised my kids right. And the future children to come, they don't love me so much I won't have to do nothing for myself even before I get old and have to depend on them.
That's right.
My kids will be like an army around me and my husband because it's not because we're so special. It's not because I'm so pretty and so beautiful and I have a great sense of humor. No, skip all of that. It's because what you plant, you can't help but to reap.
Amen.
Doesn't matter your gender. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter your height, your weight. It doesn't matter the eye color. It doesn't matter your smell or the lack thereof. It just depends on the seed, and that's going to happen. Doesn't matter if it's cold or hot. Doesn't matter if you're on the north side of this globe or the south side, if you're in this nation or another country. A seed is a seed. That's why, and get me right, that's why you have people who are not living on the necessary through the principles of the Word of God, who are not professing Jesus to be their Lord and Savior, and they are reaping the harvest. That's why you have people in the mafia, people who are in these all types of celebrity styles and statuses. You have people who don't even mention God, but they are successful at what they do, successful in business, successful in their finances, successful in real estate. Why? Because they learn how to demonstrate the law of honor. The law of honor does not say it only works for those that are cloaked in my righteousness. No, the law of honor is just the law of honor. That's why people are blessed, because they're getting it. But it's amazing how some of the people under the God, under the in the kingdom of God are not getting it. And then you want to say, that's okay, God got me. No, God is saying, shake some of that ideology, some of that cliche, some of that religious talk. And let's really be honest with ourselves. You reap what you sow.
Yes.
And through sowing a seed of honor, it can change your season. A seed of honor can grant you also access to favor. One day of favor can change your life. You will not be able to do what one day of favor can do if you work for the rest of your life, not having any
income. Amen.
And I can go scripture with that. One day of favor with Queen Esther saved the nation of her people. One day of favor with Ruth gave her a Boaz and changed Naomi and their whole living status.
That's the word.
Oh, my gosh, I can go down a list of how one day of favor with the prophets, a widow that was going to take the last of her meal and have her and her son eat it and die. She listened to the prophet, and one day of favor upon her life saved her home, saved her life, and she was able to have plenty to eat because of the prophet and his word. And he said, instead of feeding yourself and going out to die, why don't you give me your last meal? And I will decree over your house that you will not run dry. Whatever it is that you need, the crucible of oil, the crucible of meal, you will have it in your house until I say. That's favor. Read your Bible.
Amen.
Sowing seeds of honor will change your life by granting favor upon your life. I'm finished because I got to get out of here, and I'm telling you, it is deep, this thing, the law of honor. I want you to remember the law of honor. Dishonor disqualifies you. You might be up for that promotion. That's a sad thing. We had some people in this ministry, God was about to promote them. They were that close, like a millimeter away, and something happened in their life, and God gave them a choice with their behavior. He said, you can still act honorably, or you can act dishonorably. Well, that individual, or it's actually a couple of those individuals, they chose dishonor, and it immediately disqualified them for promotion. Now they're wandering around like, oh, woe is me. Now they're wandering around stuck because they see the people who obeyed, who stuck with the obedience and the instruction. We weren't lying when we said there's acceleration upon this ministry. Now they're peeking over the fence like, man, if I would have just kept going, if I wouldn't have sowed the seed of dishonor, now everybody on left me. People on back got promoted. Some people on got actually sent out and started their ministry. And those individuals, those handful of individuals are wandering around like, man, still in the same place they were years ago. It would disqualify you for promotion. Dishonor would disqualify you for a breakthrough. Dishonor would disqualify you for whatever it is you've been asking God for. It would delay your answer. Dishonor is contagious. That's why we preach so hard about honor in this ministry. Because you are not going to contaminate God's work. Amen. Dishonor destroys. It destroys you. First off, dishonor is like a cancer. It will destroy your character inside of you. It will destroy your perception. It will become distorted. Dishonor makes you dark, makes you depressed. Dishonor makes you sick. Because the seeds that you can reap from that will be also health-wise, it can cause damaging effects to your health. Dishonor exposes a deceiver. Lucifer knew too much, and Lucifer received too much, so that's why he got to be that way. He became dishonorable. That's why we're not quick to just promoting people also in this ministry. You may come in this ministry with an awesome gift. You can prophesy better than anybody in the whole world. You can break down the hermeneutics of the Bible like nobody else's business. But just because you have a qualifying gift does not mean you've mastered the law of honor.
Amen.
And if we give you responsibility too much too soon, you become too consumed by yourself. Pride enters, and now dishonor has entered your life.
Amen.
There's so much more that I want to give you. I'm just going to get back to you what I started off with. Here's some wisdom keys to remember. Honor is the willingness to reward someone for their difference. If someone's in your life, whether it's Apostle Smith, whether it's myself, some people in your family, on the job, if somebody around you, through wisdom, you've discerned is a different person, they're not the same old, same old. They're unique in a good way. They've helped you, encouraged you, told you the truth when people were too coward enough to tell you the truth. They may have been a little stern with you, but it helped you. It got you to the point of maturity. Then honor is the willingness to reward them for that difference. Honor is the seed for access into any environment in every season. No matter what season you're in, you can, if you don't like your surroundings, you can sow seeds of honor, and it will change your surroundings. Ruth honored Naomi to the point where she said, I'm going to make your God my God just to follow you. Ruth honored Naomi. She didn't have to. Her husband died. She was released from the covenant of having to tend to her husband's mother. And she said, I'm sticking with you. She honored her mother-in-law. And God said, because of her seed of honor, I'm going to give her a day of favor, and it's going to change your season, change your life. I'm giving you Boaz.
Amen.
Dishonor is the seed for instant loss. You ever met somebody that had a miracle, and then you turn up 2 weeks later, you just checked in with them, like, so how's everything going? And then they're like, girl, I don't know what happened. I just don't know, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, whoa. It's like the plague hit their life. Why? Because somewhere along the line, there was a state of dishonor. We've met many people who have gotten blessed, just talking monetarily. Got the miracle. Got the miracle. Promised to sow a seed back into the ministry. Became dishonorable. Blocked us. And because of that, they have got the reward or the harvest from that seed of dishonor, and it was instant loss. Lost the job. Lost the finances. All of a sudden, some old bills caught up to them. IRS got involved. Bam. Lost it. Success is not a mystery nor a miracle, but simply a reward for sowing honor. Yeah. I know we like to write books and read books and talk about success. Ooh, the mystery. How do people become millionaires? How do people become billionaires? How do people get this and get that? It's not a mystery. It's not a miracle. It's just simply a reward for people who have sown honor. This is why we're big on it, because when we got the revelation, we started going honor crazy. We honor up, we honor down. We honor into higher ground, more supernatural ground, and we honor you all. We honor our members, we honor our pastors, we honor our parents, we honor. We honor, we even honor our enemies.
Amen.
I say this often, some of my enemies are sitting better than me. They kids got more furniture in their bedroom than I do on my own, because I've honored them.
Yes.
I bought $60 worth of flowers and had it delivered to my job so my supervisor could get them. Because my supervisor was a witch. The Lord showed me. Showed me the spell. Showed me the food she was cooking for me to eat. That's a different subject. I've been through it all. But guess what? I honored her. I prayed with her. It scared the daylights out of her that I touched her. I thought, you felt the shock of the Holy Spirit. I grabbed her and I hugged her. I prayed. But that's how I sold seed of honor. I spoke well of her, even though she tried to get me fired several times.
Amen.
She didn't like what I stood for. But that is not a secret. We're telling you, it's all because of honor. We respect what we want to attain. We're attracted to it. God said that we can have prosperity. I'm attracted to it. I'm telling you, what you preach against, you'll never have.
Amen.
That's why it doesn't shock me when people honor me, because I sow seeds of honor. I'm attracted to honor. Therefore, honor shall come to me. God will send true people who honor us and will honor you. Your children will honor you. Your bosses will honor you. Your husband will honor you. Your wife will honor you. But first, you got to be the first planter. Heavenly Father, I thank you right now for this dynamic word of God. I didn't even get through half the stuff you wanted me to speak on, but I know you will give me another opportunity as we have many, many, many more times to come together and discuss your word, discuss what is upon your heart. I pray even right now, God, as we have learned the law of honor, as we just touched on the very tip of what it's like to have the code of honor, the language of honor, to have the fragrance of honor. Lord, we've also been able to distinguish honor is just basically the ability and the willingness to reward somebody for the difference, that we will use wisdom to recognize who are different on this earth for your good. Who are your unique vessels? Who are your kings on this earth? Who are your people on this earth that you honor so that we can recognize them and honor them for that? Lord, I thank you that you have called us wisdom on today, not just how to be better in church, not just how to be better with the leaders that these people are under, but Lord, to just use this in every area of our life, in our marriage, with our children, on the job, in our household, with our parents, with our guardians, with our neighbor, Lord, that you said if we sow seeds of honor no matter where we are, it will grow in any environment. And Lord, we take that to heart right now. But Lord, I pray even right now that as we assess ourselves and as we become humble before you right now, as we think back to even things we've done in our childhood, things we may have said and done to our guardians and our parents, to our siblings, to our children, to ourselves, yes, we can sow seeds of dishonor even to ourselves. Lord, things that we may not even remember We pray, God, that you will bring it back to our remembrance. Holy Spirit, you said that you can do that in the Word, that you will bring back to remembrance the things that we've forgotten. So, Holy Spirit, I ask right now that you will talk to each and every person that is under the sound of my voice, whether you have to give it to them in a dream, while they're eating, maybe in the restroom, it just pops up in their mind,
yes,
that you will give them flashbacks of who they've sown dishonor to, and they will recognize that they got to go back and make it right, that they will repent for it humbly, submissively, wholeheartedly, and then go back and make it right, that they will repent for their seeds of dishonor, and in fact, go back and honor them. Even if the person has long gone, has passed over into everlasting life, Lord, whatever it is, that they would, you would give them strategy on how to pluck up that seed and sow seeds of honor. Even if it's to someone that's passed on, that they may even, you give them ideas to probably sow into their children, that they may locate their son or their daughter and in honor, in the name of their parents, sow it into their life. Whatever it is that you have them to do, that they may be obedient, because you said honor is the willingness to be obedient. Diligence is the immediate detail to instruction. But dishonor is the delayed for obedience. We don't want to be delayed in our actions when you've given us a strategy on how to pluck up every seed of dishonor. Even myself, even everyone on the line, Lord, that you will show us so that we can go forward, that we will have a lifetime of honor and reap the harvest thereof. I thank you, Lord, for this. I thank you that this will be a life-changing moment in their life, that they will recognize their code of conduct. They will recognize and be familiar with the stench or the fragrance that they give off. That we will all possess the fragrance of honor. That we'll all have the sound of honor, the language of honor, the conduct, the code of conduct of honor. That we would do this in your precious name, Jesus, as you prepare us to be leaders of tomorrow. That as you prepare us to be leaders in this earthly realm, as you prepare us to be leaders that are going to be sent out to preach the gospel, to lay hands, to love the way you've commanded us to love. Because part of love is honor. To love is to bestow honor. And, Lord, we thank you right now for all that you're doing in our life, Lord, that we will not just be hearers of this word, but we are choosing right now to be doers, to implement it, to execute it right now. We can start this very moment a lifestyle of honor, because you said this was your very most important law in all the laws and all the principles, because the law of honor opens up everything else. Where there's dishonor, you cannot dwell, for honor is the light. And I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Let all of God's people say amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, God.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
and you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.